You've secured a consultation with a prospective client who is interested in learning more about your services. Now what? For small businesses, particularly those hoping to enter or succeed in the luxury market, client consultations can equip you to form a meaningful and lasting impression and effectively convert your prospective clients to paying clients. This week, we're excited to share five components of an elevated, effective client consultation, five ways you can connect with and book prospective clients who are well aligned with your business and offerings. Welcome to the Brand It, Build It podcast, a podcast created by Kelly and Andra, co-founders of With Grace and Gold, an award-winning brand and web design business equipping thousands of small business owners to expand their reach and their revenue through professional brand and web design. Through weekly 10-minute episodes, the Brand It, Build It podcast helps you to boost brand awareness and build a successful business, one clear, succinct, and actionable episode at a time.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Welcome to episode 198 of the Brand It, Build It podcast, five components of an elevated client consultation. I'm your host, Kelly Zuge. At With Grace and Gold, we are extremely passionate about equipping small businesses for success. And today's episode is all about succeeding as you approach your first meeting, a client consultation with a prospective client. Though completely optional at With Grace and Gold, phone consultations have become a key element of our booking process, equipping our prospective clients to connect with us on a personal level, ask questions directly, and confirm whether With Grace and Gold's offerings are aligned with their vision and goals. For your business, a phone consultation could be your very first communication with a prospective client, offering a space for you to share about how your business can help and why your business should be chosen. It can help instill confidence in your business and lay the foundation for an elevated client experience ahead. A few systems for scheduling phone consultations include Schedulicity, Setmore, Acuity, and Calendly. Once your prospective client has scheduled via your chosen scheduling system, how can you prepare for a seamless and successful consultation, one which results in booking clients best aligned with your offerings? First, prepare for your client consultation. The best way to begin preparing is to revisit your contact form or your intake form when a prospective client first schedules their consultation. What information would be helpful for you to know? What foundational details do you prefer to know about a prospective client before they've decided to book? Prepare by reviewing the details of your prospective client, assessing their needs, concerns, and questions, and getting familiar with their current situation. When you do, you'll be able to provide value-adding information during your phone consultation and connect in a meaningful way. Next, start strong. Begin your meeting with a kind-hearted, personal introduction to yourself and to your business. I prefer to begin by gauging how much knowledge a prospective client already has about our business, so I don't repeat any details unnecessarily. However, you can always introduce your business, values, and goals in order to set the stage for a helpful and successful consultation. Third, practice active listening. Every client has a unique story and is coming to your business for reasons all their own. Practice active listening by listening attentively, asking thoughtful questions, and creating a space for your prospective client to express their needs, goals, and expectations. Clear and open communication helps to build trust and create a positive experience for your prospective client. Fourth, provide supplemental visual resources. Whether there is a private page within your website created solely for prospective clients, or you'd like to point out your portfolio, reviews, or other facets of your business, having supplemental visual resources can help to support all you share within your meeting. Further, you can provide your prospective client with something to review once your call has concluded. Having those visual resources can set your business apart and leave a high-impact, lasting impression. And lastly, follow up. After your phone consultation, what happens next? Whether your chosen scheduling system sends an automated thank you message or you choose to follow up personally, following up with your prospective client can help to bookend their consultation experience. Perhaps you send or resend the resources you discussed in your consultation. Perhaps you remind your prospective client of the high points or the main points of your call, or perhaps you send along the next steps. Whatever the case may be for your unique business, following up lets your prospective client know what to do next while also conveying your timely and professional communication too. Each conversation with a prospective client is an opportunity to refine your approach and build lasting relationships. We are so hopeful today's episode will equip you to approach your client consultations with purpose, ease, and peace of mind. Thanks for tuning in. If you enjoyed today's episode, please rate and review the Brand It, Build It podcast on Apple Podcasts so Brand It, Build It can serve more small business owners. For more information about how brand and web design can equip your small business for success, please visit withgraceandgold.com.